Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. I'm glad you're here with us this morning. The Sunday morning team is here. On the list, Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate, and our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, devotional leader, minister, songstress. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing team and our listening audience.
All right, great. Yeah, you know, you can do not let me go on vacation anymore.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
is gonna be all right. We are back. Another member of the Sunday morning team is here, Stephan, Chaplain Stephan. Is with us, Kathy. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the show. Are you there? Okay. Well, he's there on the line. Okay, guys, I cannot go on vacation anymore. I mean, it has been tough getting back and getting back connected. Oh my God, it's been really tough, but there's so much going on. Let me just say, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for, you know, being there, being here, holding things down, and really appreciate, you know, everything that you guys do. I want to just say a few things. First of all, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, is available if you want to get a new, brand new car, Chevrolet. Her number, she's a Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Their number is 248-218-9808. That's 248-218-9808. And she is available for any Chevrolet or GM product. Okay, so you can get GM cars. And I want to thank the law office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, the nationally award-winning super lawyer. And his number is 248-567-9990. Ram Insurance and Financial Services. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. She is an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate. Her number is 248-909-9711. And then Hallway Industrial Cleaning, a new concern that I have been involved with now, White Glove Clean, Hallway Industrial Cleaning. And if you want to open your business each day knowing that your business and offices are clean and sanitized, you'll never have to worry. With Hallway Industrial Cleaning, I've partnered up with a veteran in the cleaning business and looking to do great things this year. And that number is 248-240-2035. Again, that number is 248-240-2035. You know, we actually had a missionaries banquet this year, and I know a couple of you guys have, you know, were able to make it to the banquet. It was a little scaled down a little bit this year. It was at the St. Regis again, and the St. Regis is remodeled and looks great. We had a great time, and it was scaled down. I would say at least not even 50% of what it used to be. But, you know, at this point, we were just glad to have one. So we were able to have a banquet. And I think Henrietta there. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and you know, we had a great time.
Christy and her family was also in attendance.
Yes, Christy Laster Andrews, and you know, I think that's going to be the template for the future, and how it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit scaled down going into the future, but I'm glad we had it. And then I heard the musical the next day went great over at Word of Truth in Warren. So I was just glad we had them. Yes. All right. There's a couple of things in the news this past week I just wanted to run by and just make a few comments on. You know, this war in Ukraine, I think Russia and really Vladimir Putin, he's going to go down as one of the worst criminals in world history.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hitler. He is going to go down in history. What he's doing, slaughtering those Ukrainian people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I looked at some of those cities were some of the best cities in Eastern Europe. Some of the architecture, the layouts of some of the streets and the parks. Those were some great places before this war. And how much hate do you have for people to continually bombard? Do you know some of those cities have been under constant bombardment for 5 weeks now?
Five weeks.
And how many people have been killed in that country in all this time? I just think that I didn't. This is the first time I think in our lifetime that we're seeing pure evil of this kind. We've heard of wars and things in biblical times before we were born. This is on that level.
Yes.
But his day is coming. His day is coming, I'm telling you. And, you know, I hope that his people, somebody in Russia takes charge and realizes that they have to take care of the situation themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Get this person out of leadership in Russia. Get him off the table. This is not a good situation. I don't know how it's going to end. I do not know how this is going to end.
I feel like a lot of it has stemmed from the last administration. I feel like the gate was opened when Trump and his administration was in office.
Yes, they were coddling him too much.
They was contacting him, they were praising him, they were inviting him to, you know, pretty much, you know, be part of the American system. And what Trump didn't realize, Putin played him like a fiddle. Putin, never in his mind, I feel, wanted to be, you know, friends with Trump. And he used Trump to get probably very vital information that Trump probably shared. We would never know. I just feel that he probably did. I felt like Trump opened up to the wrong people and tried to make history by thinking he can unify with the enemy. And when that happened and he didn't win his election, because whatever he promised to these people, Putin, Kim Jong-un, and all these, rivals, he couldn't make good on it. And we don't know what information he didn't send over to these people about our security. And that, I feel, has led to Putin being very diabolical and making these moves and striking and killing and doing what he's doing. It's something bigger than this, but this is the worst thing I have seen in my time. And I know there were other wars that were hindrance, that were horrendous and everything, but I feel like we're in danger, and it's not a lot being said, and I can understand that the way the environment is. You don't want to get the American people in a frenzy because we just came out of a 2-year pandemic.
I know, and we don't want to get into a nuclear war. Right. I understand all that, but you have to stand up to a bully, and you have to. The only thing that he's going to respect is power and strength.
Yep.
And we've got to come. I noticed on Friday that we Biden allotted $300 million in security assistance for Ukraine, including some new kamikaze drones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, all those Russian soldiers that were heading to the different cities, I was wondering how come they never made it through. And now I realize the Ukrainian resistance, I'm telling you, when the story comes out, we're going to understand that the Ukrainian army fought this, have been fighting this battle more than ever. And we've added about $1.6 billion and committed to this battle since late February. I'm glad we did that. Let me make one announcement before we move on and start looking at, because I do want to talk about this Will Smith, Chris Rock situation. But I just got, I do work with Wayne County Commissioner's Office and District 6 Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. I am her legislative aide or community liaison right now. We just signed an agreement this past week to represent Commissioner McCormick going forward. Yes, thanks. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And then also I'm going to have some talks with, I don't want to say it yet, I'll wait till this comes out, but another organization, we are negotiating also for me to be their spokesperson. And as soon as we ink that deal, I'll let you know about that too coming up. Okay, so let me just get it out the way. I tried to go on vacation. I tried to come back. I took a break for the last 2 weeks, and I slept through every device that I had set up to go off this morning. I had alarms, bells, whistles. Mrs. Vantool said that she tried to wake me up and all this kind of stuff. I don't remember anything. All I know is that when I woke up, I was in a complete terror. I cannot believe that I slept through everything I had in place. And, you know, I have stuff in place to make sure that I wake up on Sunday mornings. I even missed my show this morning. Chaplin, did you catch the early show this morning on the Praise Network?
It was funny when you said you just woke up, because I had just woken up too. You hear me? So
tell me, you missed the 7:30 show too?
Yes.
Let me tell you. I made a mistake this morning, and I forgot to stay in my lane, and I know somebody's going to call me. They're going to say, Michael, you were really preaching this morning. 7:30, I taped the show a couple of days ago, and I started talking about God's mercy and grace.
My Lord.
And I know I slipped, and I started talking about how we take things for granted, like breathing. But yes. I didn't know that we breathe from memory. Not because our brain, the only reason that we are breathing, I heard this from a medical professional, the only reason why we breathe is because we remember to breathe in and out every day.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
We take advantage of the fact that we get in a car and go somewhere when driving a car is the most dangerous thing that we can do. More than anything, more than flying. And I fly all the time. I'm sure you guys do too. But I don't take that lightly either, because I was telling Chaplain Kathy this week, you can explain all you want about physics and about air and about gas, diesel fuel and engines and all that stuff. All I know is that it doesn't quite explain to me why tons of steel and diesel fuel and luggage is sitting up in the air for sometimes 3, 4, 5, 8, 9 hours at a time and then safely lands back on Earth. That, to me, that's God's mercy and grace, because he doesn't have to let that plane come back down and land the way we expect every time. That plane is sitting up in the air 35,000 feet. There's nothing under that plane keeping it up there.
That's right.
Except God.
That's right.
Except that's right. God says, I give you the knowledge to do something. And if you do it the way that I tell you to do it, I'm going to back you. I'm going to make sure that it just based on what you've done, that it's going to turn out all right. And I believe, it is my belief, that when you take the knowledge of God and put it together and create something that God has given you the knowledge to create, God is going to make, we're going to have just that mystery. We're going to have those mystical questions. But the Bible declares in Deuteronomy 28:28, he says that the mysteries of God, is for God, and the things that he reveals unto us is for us. So there's always going to be a mystery when it comes to the infinite power and the ability of God. I wish I had just a little help on here. I ain't going to preach this morning. Hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
if you don't mind, Stephanie, could you share that in the group chat, particular verse and the book that it's from?
I sure will. Deuteronomy 28:28. Amen. I would definitely share that in the group chat.
You got a witness here, Chaplain. Let me let the Sunday morning team know. And Henrietta, thank you so much for connecting me with Chaplain Kathy.
Bless you.
I had some conversations with him lately. I'm glad he's part of the Sunday morning team. I knew that as COVID started to calm down, that my schedule was going to get busier and busier, and it sure has. There's some things I'm going to have. I started backing off from a little bit. I had a meeting with at my office yesterday. Some things I'm going to have to step back a little bit from because my schedule just went crazy. But I also found out that I have to try to keep some people around me that are more spiritual than some of the people that I had around me. So Chaplain Kathy has agreed to kind of step in and then be that bright, shining light, because I needed a spiritual component and advisor on a daily basis. Thank you, Chaplain, for stepping in.
Thank you.
Because, it was right on time. I'm glad we had that conversation, because I've had a lot of stuff going on right now. And, you know, I wanted to be on solid ground going forward, you know. And I thought about, you know, I thank God, I'm really grateful that, you know, that when people put their faith and trust in you to represent them and to speak for them, that means a lot. For the commissioner to ask me to appear and speak on her behalf if she's not able to be somewhere, that got my attention.
Yes.
And then I have another organization that wants to talk to me about being a spokesperson. And I realized that there are people that are putting their faith and trust in me.
That's right.
And since I grew up in a Christian household, I think of it on a bigger picture too, that God has his faith and trust in me. God believes in me.
That's
and
right.
When God gives you responsibilities, it means he trusts you. And I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about everybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It means God trusts you. He's giving you something. When you have success, don't think that it's you. God has favor. And he says, because if you don't do it, he's going to go around you, above you, under you, through you, and give it to somebody else.
Exactly.
So if I don't do what I have to do, he's going to skip right past me and give it to somebody else.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to Will Smith in a second. Look, Sarah Palin, in the first time since 2008, the former Alaska governor and former Republican vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, announced Friday that she's running for Congress. I wish she would have just sat down and went fishing in Alaska. Here she comes back again. We don't
tranny.
Ain't nobody miss Sarah Palin.
Ain't nobody miss her
at all.
I sure don't miss her.
Not at all.
I sure don't miss her. And
she says public service is calling. I know. She says America's at a tipping point. She's watched the far left destroy the country. All I know is that she has enough drama going on in her own situation. Needs to stay there in Alaska and, like I said, go fishing, take some pictures of the mountains and stuff, and enjoy the snow.
Right. Or how about she looks out from her back porch, since she said she could see
Russia.
Why does she use her skills to tell us what Putin's getting ready to do? Thank you.
Yes. Let her keep an eye on Russia out her back window. That's all she needs.
Thank you.
To do.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow. Yes. They're doing a mile a minute. She should be able to have straight radar on them. Like,
Exactly.
One more thing that I want to, I know I'm not doing the news like I normally do, but I just want to mention a few things in the news. Pictures of empty shelves in Russia, in supermarkets, have emerged, and anger over Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine is growing. According to this online, the London Economic Times, it says consumers have been told to limit the number of items in their shopping carts in Russia. Some say that they may have to leave the country to secure a better life for their families, with Russians facing a return to hardships of the 1990s when the country experienced hyperinflation and a lack of food after the fall of the Soviet Union. I think Russians are going to have to really take a second look at what he's doing, and that's why I said it's up to them to do whatever they have to do to remove him from power. They've got to get him out of power. That's all I got to say. Let me get who was it that Evangelist Christy Laster, let me let you say something, because I know you are you still with us?
I think she may be gone.
I didn't get her message till the last minute, but she had a hard stop at 10 o'clock, and I was trying to get through, for 10 o'clock. All right, let's get right to the point here. Will Smith, I'm so disappointed, very disappointed.
Yes.
And, you know, yes, people have been taking sides, and we're going to hear different sides this morning. People have been taking different sides. You know, are you on Will Smith's side? Are you on Chris Rock's side? But you know whose side I'm on? The producer, the young black producer,
yes,
Will
Packer,
who produced the Oscars, an African-American producer for the first time produced the Oscars. He had an all-black Oscar production team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the real damage from what happened last week at the Oscars, because it overshadowed all the professionalism and expertise from this young black producer, Will Packer, who produced the Oscars. So he had an opportunity for the first time ever, so we could shine a light on our black producers and television and movie production people. And here comes Will Smith to do this. I know that they got to remember, Chris Rock is a comedian. He's a comedian. I talked about it this morning at 7:30 on the Praise Network too. That was one of my topics this morning. And I know that he's a comedian. He's going to say stuff. People are going to say stuff all the time. People are talking about Will Smith on social media right now, but he can't get up and punch them in the face either. This stuff is going to happen. People are going to talk about you. They're going to say things. It was bad enough that he got up in the middle of this live program going out to millions of people. It was bad enough that he got up and went up and hit him. But what was just as bad is that he yelled out expletives twice
after that
with families and kids and everybody watching. And I think just now, days later, as he steps down from the Motion Picture Association, Will Smith, I think he realizes how big this was. This will probably injure his professional career for a few years. He may be able to come back. Somebody may be able to give him a movie later on after this. But this was very, very damaging. And then, you know how they say, well, look what we did. We let them produce the Oscars. We let them have a black producer.
Exactly.
We let them have an all-black production team. And look what they did. That's why we don't let them do anything. You know, that's what's going to come out. And I know some of the media is really egging it on. There's a lot, a lot of media programs and whether it's on TV or they are really jumping into this and making it even bigger and bigger. One thing that I thought about, and I just want to get you your opinion. I wonder, is Will Smith trying to overcompensate for the past? Because it seems like all this standing up for his wife, couldn't he have stood up for her for the past 10, 20 years? Haven't they been married for that long? But
25 years.
You have to prove your love for her by getting up on stage and slapping somebody and yelling some stuff out. I just think that somehow he is trying to do something to prove to her.
Yes.
The man doesn't
That's
do
exactly
this stuff just for – he wouldn't have gotten up there if he didn't – he knows how – he knows her. He knows that look
mm-hmm.
on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
seems like – it seems like he did all that for her, but why? How dysfunctional, and I've heard more about how dysfunctional the family is, you know.
Right.
Let me just go. Kimberly, let's go with you.
Okay, thank you. So good morning, everyone. So let's be clear. This was a terribly wrong thing to do. I absolutely agree with you, Michael. I am saddened for Will Packer. Will Packer has taken a hit this week. And Will Packer is an award-winning producer himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this took away from Questlove. He won for Summer of Soul. Samuel L. Jackson won a honorary Oscar for a lifetime of work. He's made $27 billion in films, in bit roles, you know, stick up guy on the corner, things like that. And then Danny Glover also got an honorary award. This was a show for Black excellence. You had Beyonce and all the prominent Black stars, including Chris Rock. But we tell kids not to hit. I'm saddened also. I'm disappointed in Will, but I'm also saddened because this was shown around the world, and kids have seen it. It's all over TikTok. It's all over social media. We tell kids, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And someone said something verbally, as in a name, and he hit. He showed the wrong thing. It's a shame because teachers and parents are struggling. I had to have a conversation with my 13-year-old son as to why this was not appropriate. Will Smith showed weakness, not strength. Yes, Chris made a crude, crass joke that fell flat. And there's a lot of layers that go into G.I. Jane 2, the sequel, and we could talk about that later. But I call it what we say as a left-handed or a backhanded compliment slash joke. Is an insult masked as a compliment or a joke. Up until probably Wednesday or Thursday, I saw a video from behind Jada where her and Will were sitting. And after Will slapped Chris, she was laughing. This is not about hair. This is personal. That was an example of narcissism. Jada was not distraught. We saw her face change, and we saw her roll her eyes, and she was annoyed. But I don't think she was hurt. She was manipulating Will Smith. We've seen her manipulate him over the last year with the issue of the entanglement, the sharing too much of their relationship. But remember, he has a New York Times best-selling book. For those of you that don't know, and the book is excellent because the book will explain some things to you. But he also has a Nat Geo special that's coming out where he travels around the world and does these great feats. He's got King Richard, which he just finished. He's got an upcoming movie, which I'm saddened about, with Antoine Fuqua. Antoine Fuqua is an amazing director. And the name of the movie is called Emancipation. And
well, what happened to him? What happened to him?
Yes.
With all that
I don't know what
stuff going on, why did he sink that low? He didn't have to do that.
So I'm going to give you a scripture.
It was clearly a meltdown.
It was.
Clearly. I mean, out of everything
Proverbs.
No, go ahead.
But Proverbs 4 says, a strong woman is a crown to her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like rot in his bones. Will and Jada are a toxic match. I mean, Jada in Will's book, Will says Jada did not want to get married. She did not believe in marriage. Yep. I believe they have an open relationship. I don't know necessarily what that means, but I do believe something. I believe something very personal happened between her, Will, and Chris. I we could sit and speculate, but this was personal. And and if you go back to 2016, Chris Rock made the comments about Jada making the excuse for not being invited or boycotting the Oscars, and he likened it to obsessed to Rihanna's panties. And I thought, ooh. And then there's some more comments that have come out where he said, you know, it was bad enough that Will Smith was getting all the roles, but now his kids are taking roles for me. So it could be a few things. It could be he was up for something or was trying to get a project produced, and Will keeps squashing because he's the bigger star. But I think it's also something with Jada. Jada, I believe, is just toxic and doesn't love him the way that she needs to. You know, there's a worldly thing. Only a king can attract a queen, and only a queen can keep a king focused. She should have focused him that night and grabbed him and said, no, you are Will Smith. I'm Jada Pinkett Smith. We can call Oprah, everybody else. He could have walked up on the stage as he did and grabbed the microphone from Chris Rock and turned to the audience and said, I want to thank my wife for being here tonight. She's the real award winner. She is struggling with alopecia. Let's give her a round of applause. He would have gotten a standing ovation. And then when he got his Oscar, he would have been in even rarer company with Denzel. He's not Denzel. As much as he would like to be, he won't ever be Denzel. This will probably be the only Oscar he may ever get. He's tarnished his legacy. He won't ever be able to live this down because it is memorialized on film. I didn't even watch the Oscars. I saw it from the Japanese and a Spanish version from South America because people started sharing, and I went, oh, my goodness. So, you know,
I found out I just landed at Metro, and my phone rang, and somebody said, Mike, did you just hear about Chris Rock? You know, I wonder, you know, is there more to this, Henrietta?
I would say so. I would say that there is definitely, you know, there's this thing that they say when, you know, you're in the bathroom and your husband or your wife scream about the toothpaste top being off and getting very upset. There's always, you know, who gets upset about the top on the toothpaste, right? It's something more deeper that just kind of triggered you to say this was the last straw, you know. And I feel like as I observed the video itself, when Chris Rock genuinely, you know, reached out to, hey, Jada, I love you. G.I. Joan 2 was waiting on you. They both kind of laughed. And then for some reason in that moment, Jada went from smiling to the eye roll and being irritated. Kim said she became irritated. And even, you know, I watched Will Smith. He said that.
Yeah, he smiled. It was funny.
So I'm talking about in that split second, what happened in that split second that made him walk up on that stage. And I didn't catch the video, but some people were saying she reached over and said something, and he got up and went on the stage. I didn't catch that. I'm trying to run and see what at that split second, what changed, or did she lean over, did she whisper something? But I think with Will, she may have gave him a look, and he felt like, okay, because he knows what he's dealing with after when he leaves that Oscar. And if he didn't do something in that moment, he had to deal with something going on. So he risked it all for her. He's always risked it all for her. She just, like Kim said, she just manipulates. And she don't love Will. She clearly don't love him. She's in all of this for the material thing. She's a succubus. I'm sorry. She's one of those women.
Henrietta, I've been hearing more and more.
She is definitely one of those type of women. Because
I've been hearing more and more people say that she is the problem. Yeah, I've been hearing more and more people say she is the problem. I've been hearing that so much over the past few days. I just clicked in. Thanks, Minister Smith, for joining. I just clicked him onto the conversation. Chaplain, Chris Rock has been selling out shows ever since. The guy is on his way up the ladder.
You can't
find a ticket. Can you imagine if he announced a show in Detroit today? Those tickets would sell out.
It's two shows coming in September.
Wow. You wouldn't be able to find a seat. You would not be able to find a seat. Captain, what, give me your thoughts.
My thought, and I believe that I did post it, but let me go and say this right quick. That scripture, I want to park my body, that scripture is Deuteronomy 29 and 29. Please, and I will send that in the group chat. It's not 28:28. It's 29:29. I don't want to misquote the scripture and then come back and not correct it.
Yes, sir.
However, this thing with Chris Rock and them, I believe, in my belief, that it was staged. I think that was what, and the only two people knew was Chris Rock and Will Smith. And I think that even after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, and you hear Chris Rock say, well, I could, he really, because I think he just went, he hit him too hard. If you see Will Smith, he come off after slapping him with a smirk on his face. So I think that it was Jada, everybody had to see. All 15 million people that was watching had to see her natural reaction to what he would say. Will did not notice it until they made eye-to-eye contact. And that's when he went and responded. Had Will walked up there and checked Chris Rock the moment he said it without laughing, because I'm not going to be next to my wife and not know her feelings. I'm not going to be able to be disconnected. There is a true disconnection there. Because if you say something that offends my wife, I don't have to look at her and know that it offends me. I'm going to know that it offended me as well. You see, so he needs to take my class. And I've got a class that teaches what together really means. Together means to get her. And when you get her, I wish I had a little help in here. And if you don't believe it, go look at the word together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. So the reason why that's like that is because the Bible says that what I, God, joined together. Now, let me cut it up so you can swallow it. What I, God, joined to get her together, lest no man put it under. Can't nobody destroy you. Anybody can destroy your relationship, but they can't do nothing to your marriage. So he don't understand marriage. He's treating his wife like he's still in a relationship. And that's where their problem, that's where their issues are coming in. But I believe it was staged. And I believe that Will Smith or Chris Rock one day are going to come out and they are going to say that. They are going to say that. It's going to be a bombshell, but they're going to say it. I just feel it that they're going to say it one day.
I do believe you, Chaplain. There's something strange about the relationship between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, because for him to respond like this is not it's not normal for a marriage. It's almost like he's on the outside. On her and trying to get back into some sort of close relationship with her. That's you do that when you want to try to get a woman's attention and impress her so you can be more closer in her life. That's what that seemed like. So Will Smith, he resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Will Smith is 53. He went on to win Best Actor last night for King Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That has been overshadowed by this whole incident. Not only were some of the other winners that night, and I'm talking about the casualties of that night. The casualties was himself, his career, his winning the Oscar. The casualties was Will Packer and the all-black production team that produced the Oscars. The other movies and actors that won awards that night that we have not even heard of, that didn't get the proper recognition and attention because they said that the noise level after the incident was so high you could hardly hear anything that was going on in the theater. That all the people were talking so much and on their cell phones so much that they were distracted from what was going on. It was a lot more.
If I could say just one thing, and one more thing that I feel that supports my belief that it was staged. You know that those awards, anybody, they got a rehearsal. They have a rehearsal. Now, Jada wasn't there for the rehearsal. Jada wasn't there for the pre-show rehearsal. So Chris Rock, Will Smith already even knew the jokes. He knew first the jokes and everything that Chris Rock was going to say. He knew it. He knew it before it was even they knew. So if you already know what he gonna say, why don't you tell him right there, hold on, man, don't come with that joke. You know what I'm talking about? Let that one go right there about my wife. Leave her out. No. He went on with it. Him and Chris Rock, I believe, them the only two that knew that this was staged, man, that they staged that, that they were gonna do it. That's just my belief. And I just wanted to add little snippet in there.
Well, great. Minister Smith is on the line. Minister Smith, Jada Pinkett just admitted that since 2020 and COVID that she just started to understand and realize who Will Smith is after all these years. She said it was a learning experience. She said she did not know who she was married to all these years. Can you live with somebody like that and not know who they are?
There's a set. Now don't y'all go. Don't come.
I'm just asking a question. I mean, you know,
I hear Captain loading that gun. It's such a word I heard. Now I'm not all that bright, so I just heard a word say. Two faces.
Uh-oh.
And I heard somebody, my big brother, Eddie LaVert, talk about backstabbers. Well, I'm leave that right. I'm not growing like y'all. So anyway, there's so many people living with two-faced people. They say they love you and then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jada, she married another woman's husband. Don't go there, Kathy.
Sure
leave that alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah, because I got my hand up. You hear me?
You know, COVID did expose a lot of things because, you know, a lot of couples, married or not, they never really spent all that time together until COVID struck. When you could not go anywhere, and you know, you COVID, you were stuck with whoever you were with.
That's right.
You were stuck, and a lot of people realize, oh no, I can't deal with this person. Some people broke up. Some people broke up during that time, and some people
got together.
Yeah,
that too. Real love supersedes all that.
Mm-hmm.
COVID, pneumonia, I don't care. Death, real love supersedes that. False love always shows its ugly head.
Yes, it
does.
Listen, let me tell you something. you and Mrs. Van Tool and my sis Kim and her spouse, listen, you all have taught me that real love do exist. I have my sisters and their spouses. Real love do exist. Yes, I'll tell anyone. I thought it did too. But guess what? God's love is true love. And he even told me, he said, yes, my son, true love does exist. And I got a message in one of my texts that said, you will love again. Yes, I hurt. I cry. But I'm crying because I made a mistake. I didn't listen to God. When you don't listen to God, and I'm going to mess up, Kathy, so then you can fire me after this. When you don't listen to God, man, you mess up. I know I had a friend, and I'm going to get out of the way. The boy married a girl that didn't love him. Her family said, she don't love you. I don't know what you're doing. He married that girl, stayed with her 19 years. He committed suicide because she told him one day, don't come home. Really? Wow. I'm sorry, but I might be slow, but I ain't crazy. Because I ain't going to let you make me. Well, let me get back to Chris Rock. I'm sorry, I went off. Listen, God don't change the hearts of man. They're going to perish. And yes, we're black people living in the white man's world. But guess what? We don't have to succumb to that. Just because what Will Smith did, his family's ruined. If God don't change it. And yes, there's some secrets in that. Yeah, I'm not my words. Them cats coming out the closet.
Finding out, I think, more and more that is a messy situation going on with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. And then, you know, and a lot of it, I think they, her Red Table show, there's a lot of talking and a lot of things that they admit and they say and reveal on that show. And I guess I think some stuff you might want to keep to yourself. I know they want to get people to listen and watch the show and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, a lot of that stuff may be a little bit damaging to the family, to their relationship too, you know.
If I could say one thing, Will Smith didn't jump up and slap that man where he sat right at that table with him on their show and said that he was having relations with his wife. Why he didn't jump up and slap him? He ain't doing nothing to him.
I think Will and Jada knew about it. I don't think he knew the severity of the relationship as far as feelings.
Because
again, they had an open relationship. He probably knew Jada probably was tipping out, getting her some here and there. But I think when he realized that they actually loved each other, that's when it became hurt.
He knew it.
This is one thing I want to share. One important thing I want to share so that everybody can know this. Love is what we feel. Care is what we show based on the love that we say we have. The reason why things go wrong, you can love a lot, but love that has no care. If you care about the person you say you love, you're not going to hurt them. You're not going to cheat on them. You're going to call when they call. You're going to answer when they call. You're going to text when they text. I wish I had some help in here. It's about knowing. You can't ignore it. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not pass, but have everlasting life. But because God cared, John 3:17 came. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but they that believe in him might be saved. I wish somebody say amen on here.
Amen.
You're trying to get off from Kathy.
I'm just looking at my clock. I did put some extra time on today. I want to, first of all, thank you guys for hanging there with me. You know, it was a little tough getting back from vacation and everything. And like I said, this is the first time I blew through all of my alarms and everything. Mrs. Van Tool even said, apparently she had a conversation. I don't even remember talking to her this morning. Next thing I know, I had my phone, it was on. I heard, I finally started hearing all these chirps where people were texting me and everything. And like, you know, I'm like, this was something, you know, I appreciate, I like, last summer I went to Jamaica, and went to Negril. Mrs. Van Tool handles all of the vacation stuff. Thank God. She handles all that stuff for me. We went to Negril last summer. We went to Mexico for 7 days last week. And, you know, I guess all that ocean salt water, all of those.
Don't drink that salt water, Mike.
Buffets and the warm air, that got to me. And I just could not get going this morning, I tell you. But I also realized, too, when I came back that I just got too much on the plate here, and I have to start letting some stuff go. And especially now with my new role with Commissioner McCormick and possibly some more things coming up, I just have to kind of pace myself, and some things I can do and some things I can't do. So I just have to revisit and look at those things. But we had a great time. They tell me that I'm a little darker now than I was. So, you know, I did have a good time. And I must have had a good time because I can't even wake up Sunday mornings now. You know, so, you know, we try to get out of the country at least once a year. And, you know, I'm not like Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly, she goes constantly. She overdoes it. Let me tell you, she really overdoes it. You know,
Michael, I need to keep your mouth.
That's it. I'm so proud of you. Get in, Kim.
I like that.
And wait, you got no Cappy ain't said nothing. You know he big money grip. I'm just saying him. I'm sorry.
I like that. Kimberly, what's the weather like right now? Let's try to catch up before we run out of time.
You got to get spiritual now, Mike.
So good morning. It is cold today. A high of 48 with a low of 35. Tomorrow we'll have rain. It'll be a high of 47 and a low of 38. On Tuesday, the weather starts to go up, guys. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 55 and a low of 42. On Wednesday, more rain, a high of 59, a low of 41. On Thursday, showers late, but we'll get a high of 60 degrees and a low of 37. On Friday, scattered showers. It is our Tigers home opener. It looks cool with mid to upper 30s and a wintry mix possibly early in the morning and scattered showers throughout the afternoon ball game and temps in the mid to maybe upper 40s. So on Friday, we'll have a high of 48 and a low of 35 with scattered showers throughout the afternoon. On Saturday, some rain early with a high of 47 and a low of 31. Spring is coming, guys, and that's the weather.
Great. Well, at least it's getting a little, you know, the morning, I got back in the wee hours of the morning a few days ago, and we left Mexico, and it was like 87 and sunny. When we touched down here in Detroit in the wee hours of the morning that morning, it was 23 degrees. I almost asked the pilot on Delta to just, you know, go
turn around
and just go right back and go back. Let's go back. That's what I wanted to do. Is just get back and just go. We'll take off again and just go back. Because this was like, I was like, what happened? When I left, it was 50 something and approaching 60 the day we left. And when we come back, it was 23. It was like you all were in the middle of winter here.
Yeah, right.
I could not believe that. I did have a conversation with a couple people this week. I think if I can get a couple of people, I have spoke with the local mayor and spoke with the Wayne County Sheriff. He's going to be joining us on the show. We're going to have just kind of every now and then have, you know, some guests to pop in during our first half hour. And they both agreed. I don't want to give the person's, the mayor's name yet, but they did say that absolutely they would like to come on and be with us. The sheriff, Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington, he will be joining us soon too. I spoke with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, congratulated him on the naming of the new North Terminal at Metro Airport. The North Terminal is going to be named after Warren Evans, and that is official ceremonies coming up soon too. But so I did want to kind of update you on that. This morning show on the Praise Network, I got a chance to my co-host Regina was off this morning, and they left me with the microphone all by myself this morning. And so I got a chance to say a few things that I wanted to say, and that was very liberating. So I enjoyed mm-hmm. that. Although 7:30 this morning to me was a distant memory because I don't even recall. I literally woke up, honestly, about 10 minutes after we were supposed to be on the air this morning. And I that has never happened, never. But it just showed me that, you know, with the combination of vacation and all the, you know, now that I knew this was going to happen after COVID, I knew that, you know, and I don't know how about you guys, how busy things, have you noticed an uptick in how busy you've been since COVID started to die down a little bit? Mm-hmm. There's more and more activity going on now, you know. Mm-hmm. And but the other thing that's really helping me each day now too is that I did hire an assistant, Joyce, and she is like, she got to the office, and Henrietta, she did what you did. She just came to my office and said, "Okay, you need this. This is not organized. This, you need to straighten this up." And she did the same thing you did.
I like her too.
Joyce just came in, and I don't know if she's listening now. I did send her a text this morning because, you know, I don't know who's listening. Sometimes some people listen online, and when you listen online, I don't know if you're listening or not. Now, I can tell when you call in on the number because I got my list here, and it shows me who's calling in. But those of you who know about the internet radio, it doesn't give you a list of all the people that are streaming online. Right, so she may be listening. But she came in, and, you know, she was a client at first, and she even brought another client with her, and so she even referred more business to me. But she was watching and observing me as I was in the office working with her on her business, and she mm-hmm. just said, "You need help around here, you know." And she said, "If you want, I can, you know, I can work for you." And I said, "Absolutely." And then the next thing I know, she told me about, you know, I have to get my files properly done. She said a lot of this stuff needs to be shredded. She went out and bought stuff for the office, paper plates, knives, forks, paper, just all the stuff you need for an office, and just kind of took charge. And so she's cleaning house over there, and so that's going to help me too. So I appreciate there. But you are great. you met Joyce, Henrietta, and Kimberly.
Yeah.
She's
amazing.
You made an excellent choice.
Yeah, and even at Missionaries Banquet, she just blended in and just, it was like, and then she just volunteered and helped around. I'm like, wow, you know, how come it took me 7 assistants before I got to Joy?
Well, 7 is the number of completion.
Maybe. Minister Smith was supposed to be referring somebody to me. I don't know what happened.
You took over and I got scurred. So
I don't know, but I'm glad.
Listen. I kept trying to help him, but he didn't want to listen. So, you know.
Okay.
I understand. Sometimes a hard head may force off the hind.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, he said I was his spiritual advisor, and I told him I quit.
I had to get a new one. I had to go get Chaplain Kathy. You know, I wonder how long he's gonna last before he gives up.
I'm gonna hang on in there. I'm gonna try to hang on in a little while longer.
Hey, Kathy, don't let him fool you, because he's still talking about something. I thought you were still my friend. I can say I quit. That one ain't going for it. So
there you go.
I don't know if that's a reflection on me or him, but my first spiritual advisor quit.
Well, I'm not really.
Kevin, don't y'all listen to him. He ain't gonna go for that.
I think I really had a few more that quit. So I don't know. I'm beginning to think the problem is me.
No, you ain't got it. We love you, bro. We in there with you.
You know, I don't know.
The first
I'm not familiar
to help
with
is admitting the truth.
Yeah, I don't know about, you know, I know there's a song talking about it's not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my baby, but it's me. I'm not sure if that's the wording on the song or not, but I have heard that song before.
It's
a
word
to
the song.
Yeah, hey, he knows the song. It's me, hold on.
I'm not sure if that was the exact words of the song. I think I heard it while I was growing up, you know.
No, you were right. You were right.
All right. Look, with the few minutes we've got, let me go around the team. Let me start with you, Henrietta, because I just wanted to make sure we get everybody in and get, because you might have had some prepared statements for this morning. I just want to recognize and acknowledge everybody before we go. So go ahead, Henrietta.
Thank you, Michael. No, I just wanted to say, you know, it's been a very eventful week. We had last week my niece did a business seminar and it went off amazing. We had the mayor of East Point actually saw her event on the event page on Facebook, and she came out and she supported all the room of young entrepreneurs, and she stayed to the very end, which was to us was more than amazing. Just wanted to, you know, shout her out and tell her great job. To all the young entrepreneurs who I had a chance of speaking on the panel with and uplifting the room, had actually a standing ovation with all the panelists. I just kind of took it there. I was like, hey, listen, you know, this is what we got to do to change our community, and the first thing it starts with is ownership. And then I turned around and had my event, Women of Caregiving. Turned out amazing. We had a very good turnout for our virtual event. And just, you know, just seeing, like you said, Michael, as COVID goes away, work speeds up. And so we're going into the election year, so I'm going to be hitting these streets. I'm going to be organizing and pushing my business and just getting things done as we get back to living.
You know, I like how you put a lot of stuff into what you do, Henrietta. And, you know, black women like you get so much done. And it's amazing. And I wonder, man, some of these brothers out here, if they can only do half of what somebody like you can do, you know, black women right now are doing it.
There is a brother, you know, black men, there are black men who inspire me to do what I do.
Yeah.
Let me be clear on that. So I do what I do out of inspiration from a lot of the black men in the community. And, of course, black women, you know, we rocking it out. But there are black men who stands with women of my nature. And trust me, it feels good to know that we have those type of brothers. You being one of them, Michael, the men on this panel are my
right.
inspiration to why I do what I do. It's just definitely not a solo deal. And I know that's not what you meant, but I wanted to uplift it. There are a lot of black men that keeps me going. My father, God rest his soul.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Was the breadwinner of what I do because he instilled that in me as a father, as a black man. And I have uncles. So it's black men have encouraged me to be the woman that I am. So I wanted to help with you guys in that.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate and admire you for what you do. And you've been working so hard over the past, 8 to 12 months with your business, the home care, with your political activities. Again, I'm just glad that we were introduced. I'm glad that you're part of the Sunday morning team. And I know you can't be on every Sunday, and we appreciate that you're on now, but you are such a valuable part of the team. I just enjoy every moment that you and I have known each other. I appreciate you.
Well, I value you guys. You know, you guys are like are definitely my family. So that value is reciprocated.
Great.
Call me Henry. I want to work with you.
Okay, good. Definitely.
Kimberly.
Okay, darling.
Kimberly, you got the floor.
Thank you. Good morning again. So this past week, I just recorded the latest episode for the Kim B. Davis Show. Of course, we talked about Will Smith and Chris Rock, but we contrasted it against Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I talk about mental poise and the importance of it. And because Will Smith and Chris Rock was such a public debacle, and because you know, people see it. These are influential people who people look up to. We wanted to talk about why we do the things that we do. And with Judge Jackson and her family watching her, I contrasted. You have one husband on one end who watches his wife get beat up verbally for 4 days, mischaracterized, lied on, belittled, all of these different things, and yet he remained calm. And at
Did
the end of the hearing, there's some
stupid questions they were asking her. Some of these Republicans, I just wanted to go.
You wanted to smack them. You wanted to smack them. Yes.
I mean, see, I wanted to jump through the TV at some time and say, wait a minute. But, you know, go ahead.
Right.
You're right.
Congressman Josh Hawley went after Judge Jackson about. She gave 3 months to a young man who was convicted of pornography. That young man was struggling with his identity. He was gay. He didn't realize he was gay. He came from a traditional family and was not able to discuss it with anyone. So he Googled, and I love the fact that Judge Jackson kept telling Congress, well, judges can only do what you legislate. This is back on you. Stop trying to make it seem as if the judges aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Unfortunately, with criminal law in terms of pornography, they're still looking at pornography as if it only goes through the mail instead of the internet. There's no legislation that says internet specific. And so she talked about that. So we discussed that. I have my resident psychologist who comes on and talks about behaviors and the psychology of mental poise, why it's important, the historic significance of it. It's going to show this Tuesday. You'll be able to see it on YouTube.com, the Kim B. Davis Show. You'll also be able to hear it on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google. We're on a new app that reached out to us called Wisdom. I'm also on Clubhouse. There will be some new projects that are coming out, working on some new books. But, you know, as the Kim B. Davis Show, we, as I say in the scripture, so let's strive for the things that bring peace and the things that build each other up. That's from Romans 14:19. I am all about building people up. We struggle with so much. We started off the show talking about mercy and grace, and that's what it is. We have to extend mercy and grace to each other. And when we mess up, there's a lesson in it for all of us. And so I'm trying to pull that lesson out so that when we go forth in life, you know, many of our young people don't make the same mistakes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. Chaplain Kathy?
Oh, bless you, man. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I'm going to shout you out, shout you out as well. Everybody that's on part of the team, everybody that's online, amen. And also want to shout out the missionary today. And shout out, we want to definitely say that we shout out to Detroit. And we want everyone that's listening to know that because we didn't do it in that format today, y'all know we shot y'all out anyway. I give you a little help on that. So I wanted to just also clear the air well that we don't want to leave nobody out. None of our sponsors, none of our helpers, none of, we don't want to leave out nobody. And I just wanted to make way so that they'll know that the format that went down today, because it hasn't gone the way that it normally would go, doesn't mean that they're not included because we had not mentioned them thus far. I just wanted to close by just simply saying this to you. A greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. If we connect more with what is in us, where we connect with that he that is within us, then we can accomplish and continue to do everything. I love what my sister is doing. Henrietta, I really apologize that I was unable to make it there. My dad passed and she showed up, and I wanted to thank her because I asked her if she would come, and she came. And pretty much brought me to tears to see her, because when folks say they're going to do something, you know, sometimes you'd be like, yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying, but then, you know, things come up. But she made it. She came out for me. And I know when she came, she not only represented, you know, the precinct delegates and that entity, but she represented the team. She represented the Michael Vanity Blog Talk Radio Show. So God bless you all. Keep on keeping on. And let go and watch God. God bless you all today.
Yes, thank you, Chaplain. And again, thank you for, and Minister Smith, too, because every now and then Minister Smith gives me some good advice, too. So
you're going to make it in, almost.
I appreciate it. But, you know, it means so much to surround yourself with positive people, with helpful people, that people that add. Take a look around you and look and see if that person is adding to your life. That person that is talking to you every day, calling you, emailing you, seeing you, is that person adding to your life? Are they doing anything to enhance your life? They might not. They don't have to be bringing you. They could bring you business too. But just check and see that they're not taking from you every day. That's what I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. When somebody is taking from you every day, and it could be many things that they're trying to get or take from you, and they're never adding anything, those are the people that you have to let go. People that are destroying you, that are causing you confusion. Do you have people that only call you with problems? Those are the people that you have to let go because that's starting to affect you, and it brings you down, and it takes from what you're doing. And there are people, and I know I'm not the only one, that I know I've had people around me. And I told Chaplain, as he came on board to help and give me some good advice, there were people I was letting go at the same time. And I knew that was something that God was in charge of, and he was taking some action in my life. Because when I had people coming to me asking for me to represent them, that's when I realized there are people that believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that God believes in me, that he trusts me. And as I said when we first came on this morning, that it you know, if it doesn't make you humble, something is wrong. But I thank God that people and organizations feel enough about me to say, Mike, represent us. Mike, I want you to speak on my behalf. I want you to take my place if I'm not there. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody elected me for anything. But when an elected official asks you to represent them, that means a lot. When an organization says, hey, Mike, we want you to represent us, that means a lot. And so I thank God it's the one thing that has really humbled me this week. And that I learned that thing from my parents about being humble, because that is when God realizes that it's not about ego, because some people, it is about ego. It's about the flashing lights and the cameras and all that kind of stuff. Nothing motivates them more than a flashing light and picture taking, right, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I it's a struggle sometimes, and Chaplain Kathy and Dr. Smith both know, every once in a while, you know, my ego kind of, you know, I start to believe the hype. But I, you two gentlemen, thank you guys for, you know, kind of help me, you know, stay on the right road. You know,
you're my big brother. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.
You see me turning my signal to get off at the next exit. That's the wrong exit.
I tell you one thing, Mike, you are doing good, and we must all do this. Stay away from steal people. Are people that are still broke, still lying, still no good, still cheating. Stay away from steal people. When you get around people that's just still being still, You need to get away.
You're right. No, you're right. And I know we got 3 minutes left. Here we go, stumbling on a topic in the last 3 minutes. But yes, some of those people, I had to let about 2 or 3 people go out of my circle in the past few weeks. And one of the things I noticed, Henrietta, was that they were like the same stuff. They were doing the same stuff they were doing a year ago, 2 years ago. And I'm like, haven't you learned? Haven't you made any progress? Mm-hmm. Haven't you gotten any better in life?
Your circle should push you forward, not hold you down.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, I just don't understand that. And it's like you do the same old stuff. Some people just live on drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ain't you old enough to be, aren't you tired of drama?
Mm-hmm. Well, they steal.
That's some steal people.
They'll be doing the same thing they did 20 years ago, and it's 20 years now, it's almost 40 years, and they're still doing it. So you're right. I experience people like that. When I look at your,
that's right,
your progress from when I met you, up to our time now, if that progress haven't moved a needle, a couple of needles, the whole clock, I'm not going to be dealing with you. Because like you
that's
said,
right,
it will hold you back. And people get mad because you realize you're trying to get something done. And they're not.
That's right.
But they want to hang around you. You can't hang around me because I'm moving and you still.
Mm-hmm.
And if that steal person is going to intervene eventually and cause some conflict in your life, run from steal people.
Preaching.
Yeah.
Preach.
Look, I hate when you stumble onto a topic at the last minute like this, because I know each one of us can make a statement about people that kind of act as an anchor and they pull you down. But you know what?
We're
on another day. Henrietta, Ivy, Kimberly, Bachelor, Davis, Chaplain, Stephen, Kathy, Minister Randall Smith, thank you all, those of you who are calling and listening on the show, those of you who are listening online and listen throughout the week, thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for being on the show this morning. Sorry I kind of got out the gate late this morning, but we made up for it. We made up for it.
Amen.
Stay away from CL people. Please, stay away from still people.
That's the lesson for today. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great
Sunday.
Enjoy your day. Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Hold your head.